Hello there, I'm Jamie Summerfield. I live in a town called Stone in Staffordshire, and I started a hyperlocal blog that covers the town a couple of months ago.
Why?
To be honest, I think my main motivation for doing it was, as a town, the newspapers that sort of cover the area don't really do as much reporting or cover Stone as much as they used to. We basically get in Stone Stafford newspapers that are editionised for Stone, and increasingly badly, really. And I felt that there was a real market for local information, local events, just the over-the-garden-fence kind of stuff, the different societies there is. There's so much going on in the town that just isn't really picked up on by the traditional media.
When you say market, does that mean you're thinking of this as a business, or am I misunderstanding that?
Totally not a business venture at all. I mean, I work full-time, I've got a family, and I squeeze as much time as I can into it around that, and it's totally for the community, which sounds very noble, but I just want a site with lots of information, lots of events, lots of news, and it's totally community-based.
So how do you do it? What exactly goes on?
What I tend to do is I talk to a lot of people, a lot of people in the town. I said there's a lot going on. There's a lot of events that happen. There's a brilliant food and drink festival that happens. So I sort of tied in with that and let them know about the site. Any society that is there, or group or event, you know, I email and try and get as much information. And I'm looking to get more people involved in it. At the minute, there's myself and somebody else who's blogging on there. And the aim is that we get more people blogging about what's going on in the town.
Do you see yourself as a journalist?
That's a good question. I mean, my background is in journalism. I was a journalist on local papers for 10 years. And I do approach the blog very much as a journalist. I'm trying to find out information. I'm looking for stories. And although my particular blog isn't very political, it's more about sort of social events and things that are going on, I do look at it with a journalist's eye, I suppose. So I do think of myself, while I'm doing it, that it is journalism of a kind. It's interesting because it's just pulling all that information together, and that's the journalism key as well. There's so much going on, there's that many people to talk to, that many things to find out about, that it's just handling all that information.
And are you able to find out what people like reading? Do you know where the comments are most likely to happen? Do you know what sort of stories are going to strike a chord?
All I can say is what's happened so far, really. And the most popular things on the site so far are when I've been out and I've covered events. We had in Stone first weekend in October, the Food and Drink Festival. We had the Hairy Bikers there. There was so much going on all around the town. And I spent the entire weekend going round, photographing, talking to people, doing as much as I could. And that's been the most popular thing on the blog so far. And also just, you know, little things like an accident on one of the main roundabouts in Stone that I managed to get a picture of and just report on. That was really popular. It's the sort of original content, not the stuff that, you know, comes from a council press release or, you know, that you've picked up from a notice board, but original stuff that you can find.
And how does it affect your relationship to the place you live in?
To be honest, it's strengthened it, amazingly. I've lived in Stone for 8 years. You know, my daughters go to school. We're settled in Stone, really. And I love the place. And that was another reason for starting it, really. I wanted to let people know that and what a great place it is. But through doing the blog, I've met so many other people and found out so much more about the town and what's going on, that it's just deepened my passion for Stone, really.
Oddly enough, when I was between school and university, I worked for, on a voluntary basis, a day a week for the Stone, Ecclesall and District Gazette. Have you come across this? It was a monthly free sheet written from the front room of a sub who happened to live in Stone and loved the place and thought it deserved its own newspaper. Have you come across that?
Yeah, it's a great magazine. and it's a good example of a hyper-local publication, really, because it is. It does the similar kinds of things that I do, really. There's lots of information in there. It's monthly. I suppose the difference between that and a blog is just that time scale of publication. That the beauty with a blog is that, like the Food and Drink Festival, you know, I was down there taking pictures of the hairy bikers on the Sunday morning. It was on my blog at 1 o'clock. So it's just that rapid turnover of things. It's very live, it's very current. But the Stone Gazette is fantastic. And, you know, I look forward to it dropping through my letterbox, to be honest. And I don't know if there's any potential for working together. I haven't really approached that yet. It's early days. But, yeah, it's a great, great publication.
Good luck.
Thank you. Cheers.
What's the URL?
It is HTTP.
Hang on a sec.
Yeah.
If people want to see your website, where do they go?
Yeah, you just type in http://alittlebitofstone.com.
Or just Google a little bit of stone. You think that'll work?
That does pull it up, yeah. All right. Done it myself.
Good luck.
Thanks, Nick. Cheers.